here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 23rd of September, 2012, anniversary of the first commencement ceremony at Harvard University. On this date, 370 years ago, 1642, Harvard had been around only 6 years, just two buildings along the edge of a cow pasture, nine graduates at that first commencement, which was conducted in Latin. There was a grand procession, a lot of parents in the audience, of course, and also curious onlookers, including many Indians. It was the first non-religious ceremony to take place in the English-speaking New World. Commencement lasted all day. In the morning, the graduates gave speeches in Latin, Greek, and Hebrew, and in the afternoon, there were Latin debates on philosophical questions. And in between those, there was a great lunch, food laid out on the tables, a psalm was sung, and a cup of wine passed around the table for each man to sip. It's the birthday of the jazz saxophonist John Coltrane, born Hamlet, North Carolina, 1926. Grew up in a musical household, made his first recording in 1943 while he was serving in the Navy during World War II. During the 50s, he played with Dizzy Gillespie and Duke Ellington, but his addiction to heroin made him unreliable. And over, he was fired. He went to play for Miles Davis in 1955, who fired Coltrane 2 years later. Coltrane got clean, embarked on a solo career, and in 1965, he released his masterpiece, Love Supreme. John Coltrane, who said, "I start in the middle of a sentence and move both directions at once." And it's the birthday of the songwriter who wrote, "We made a promise, we swore, we'd always remember. No retreat, believe me, no surrender." Bruce Springsteen, born Long Branch, New Jersey, 1949. Here's a poem for today by Bobby Bird, entitled Things You Can't Do in Albuquerque or Santa Fe, number 11. The metal blue sky, the sun with its 104 degrees raked across bleak Concordia Cemetery, those acres and acres of graves scattered like seed among the weeds and salt cedar, tombstones tumped to the side, a burrowing owl poking up from her cave in the dust, where the heart and soul of Rosa Gutierrez was laid to rest in 1916. That's where we found the grave of John Wesley Hardin, gunfighter, shot in the back of the head in downtown El Paso, 1895. John Wesley was 10 feet south of Rosa, and just across from the stone-walled entrance to the Chinese plot. Confucius waved at us and said hello, but he wouldn't say a kind word about this ancestor of ours, except that we're all better off that he's dead. Instead, Confucius pointed us to the L and J Cafe in an adobe across the street, where the ladies make fresh lemonade every morning, squeeze the lemons themselves. They serve it in big, tall, brown plastic glasses of cracked ice. The L and J is dark and cool inside. Their enchiladas con queso are delicious. Things You Can't Do in Albuquerque or Santa Fe, number 11, a poem by Bobby Bird from On the Transmigration of Souls in El Paso, published by Cinco Pontos Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world, you can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.